take questions for any of the three players up here. Tom, over on the right.
Ryan, over here. You knock down that jumper, and then you go back the next time down, get fouled, knock down both those free throws in the first half. It kind of sparked you guys, it seemed. Do you feel like that was kind of the momentum boost that you guys needed offensively late in that first half?
I think that was pretty big. George came in. I think he had two or three pointers right before that. That kind of sparked me, and I think the crowd really got us going after I hit my free throw. They're real supportive.
Ryan, you had the free throw that came up short late in the game, and then you came right back, made it the next time, and you kind of gave the crowd a little bit of a little fist pump there at the end. I know confidence means a lot to everybody, but is it a little bit more extreme with you when you're at the free throw line lately?
I mean, you could say that. I'm just taking it one step at a time. I think I increased my average with 50% performance tonight. Really, just the crowd and my teammates are going to really help pull me out of this slump that I'm in, and I really feel that. And like I said, I'm just taking it one day at a time.
Jeff.
Jared. Is this team where you think it should be at this point? I know you were without Brusewitz again, but where do you think this team is right now relative to where you want it to be?
I mean, obviously, there's room for improvement. I mean, there's always room for improvement. I don't think we really expected to be at 7-4 or whatever we are, you know, record-wise. But as far as the way we're playing, like I said, obviously there's room for improvement. We're doing some good things, but I don't think we're doing them at a, you know, consistent enough level. You know, we started a little bit flat tonight for whatever reason. I don't think it was an energy thing or anything like that. We just weren't really executing. We got things going a little bit, you know, later in the first half, and you know, decent in the second half, but. I mean, there's some things we got to fix up here, but you know, I think we got two non-conference games left here. We're gonna try to, you know, finish on a strong note there, and then you know, get things rolling once we go into Big Ten play.
Ben,
Sam, what was the big key for you guys starting the second half the way you did compared to the way you started the first half?
Well, I mean, we stress on, you know, those 4 minute spurts in between media timeouts, and we always want to go out and have as good as 4 minutes as we possibly can, and that's what you said. I think maybe it was Berg or something right before the second half started, said that we got to win these first 4 minutes and go out and, you know, just hit them right away. And I think that's what we did. We, you know, got some stuff going to the hoop. We got some good ball movement, good swings for some open shots. And, you know, you just when you play with that energy and passion, you know, good things are going to happen for you.
Jim, Jared, and Ryan, if you could both get a crack at this, if you will. Does this break come at a good time? You've had a challenging stretch here to start the season. I know you have finals, so it's not going to be just time off. But does it come at a good time just to get away from games for a while?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, like you said, we have finals coming up. So that's, you know, coach stressed that in the locker room after the game to make sure we finish up on a strong note academically. But I mean, yeah, I think for a lot of guys, you know, there's little bumps and bruises, things like that, that we can get healed up a little bit here and, you know, get our bodies feeling right. And then just kind of get refocused and, you know, try to learn from, you know, what we've been doing wrong here. Try to, you know, just continue to improve and get things rolling here.
Yeah, I think really gives us a chance to kind of regroup, you know, re-maintain that focus that we had and, you know, get ready to push forward, you know, into the Big Ten season. And really just really come together as a team, you know, like I said, really refocus, because it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And we all know where we want to be, and we have that vision. So yeah, this is a good break for us to, you know, re-maintain that focus that we need and really get it done in the classroom.
Jared, at times you seem like you like to go into the paint and bang around, you know, whether it's game to game or minutes to minutes. And other times it seems like you like to spot out and hit jumpers. What do you prefer more, being in the paint or hitting jumpers?
I don't know if there's really a preference. I think, you know, just kind of take what the defense gives me and try to, you know, contribute any way I can to help the team. Sometimes it's, you know, getting things done inside, but if, you know, things are clogged up in there, you know, I have the ability to step out and knock down open shots outside. So I don't think there's really a preference for me, you know, what I prefer. I think, you know, I like being able to do both.
Ryan, seemed like a few drives early in the second half really got the team going, both inside shots and a few assists there. Was there anything you saw in particular in the defense that really sparked that?
No. Like I said, George really sparked me. And I guess Coach Ryan might have lit a little something under me. But, yeah, really the crowd and my teammates is what got me going. And I guess if they could feed off of me and I could feed off of them, vice versa, you know, that's the way it needs to be.
Yes. Jared and Sam, how much of a concern is it that it took so long to get that first lead tonight? And does it seem like the same issues are popping up every game in the games where you guys struggle?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're still making some of the same mistakes over and over, which is a little bit, you know, concerning. I think we got to learn a little quicker here and, you know, start making some more forward progress. But, yeah, I mean, it was a little concerning, you know, the way we started tonight. But, you know, I knew we were going to turn things around. It was just a matter of time before we got in a little bit of a groove offensively. And, you know, we're going to keep battling defensively. I thought we did a pretty good job there. Holding them to 54 points was pretty decent. I mean, there's, you know, some of the same things that hurt us where, you know, turnovers or not cleaning up the glass on the defensive end. It's, you know, things that have hurt us all year and, you know, things that we got to continue to improve on to you know, get better.
Yeah, I think, like, going off that, you know, we just got to come out with energy. And today, I mean, I felt like we had energy and, you know, but they were just hitting shots. And, you know, we got to go out there with a mindset that we want to go out there and get good shots right away. And today we didn't, I don't know if we didn't get as many good looks or something in the first few minutes, but, you know, we just got to go out there, run our stuff, execute, and, you know, get good shots up. But we have to actually get shots up, you know, first. I think we were a little too stagnant to start. And, you know, we just got to get someone to, you know, light that spark under us and, you know, propel us into the game.
Ryan, you talked about George Marshall a little bit. Can you also talk a little bit about the effect that Zach Showalter had on the game tonight? I mean, it seemed he came in there, was pretty aggressive, and he was pretty good with his vision as well.
Yeah, Zach was huge tonight. How many assists did he have?
Three.
I think that's wrong. They need to check the stats. Seriously, because I think he had five at least. He really came in and sparked us with his energy and grit. And you know, that's really been needed for us. And Zach's done that. This isn't the first time that he's done that. So, you know, we're really appreciative of that. And, you know, we're looking, you know, for him to keep on contributing down the line.
Jared, piggybacking off of Jesse's question. You had a pretty good 12 to 15 minute stretch the other night against Marquette. You had a pretty good 14 minute stretch tonight where you outscored 31-8. Are you more encouraged by that you guys are showing stuff during stretches like that, or are you discouraged by the fact that the rest of the time you're not getting what you want?
I think we're definitely encouraged by, you know, seeing what we're capable of. You know, I always got to stay positive and know that we're going to, you know, get things rolling a little bit here. And, you know, we know we're capable of it as a team. And, you know, we know that, you know, we can play better than what we've showed, you know, to this point in the season. So, yeah, I mean, there's, you know, like you said, there's signs that, you know, of what we're capable of. And, you know, once we get that consistency down a little bit better and, you know, get a little more experience, get to know each other a little better, and, you know, we'll get on a roll here.
Anything else for players? All right. Thanks, guys.